Hi, Dave Clemens here. Time now for your WaterWise Tip of the Week. We've got Dan Denning here again, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. This week, we're talking about xeriscaping. Mm-hmm. I kind of know what xeriscaping is because we've talked about it over the last year because it's what I want to do, which I still have not done. Let's talk about it. What is xeriscaping?
So we're talking today about the difference between xeriscaping and xeriscaping.
Wait, what? Xeriscaping? Oh, I thought it was just another way to say xeriscaping. They're two different things?
Two different things. So, but they get used interchangeably all the time, and that's why we're talking about it.
Because, so which one am I trying to do?
Well, that I can't tell you.
I've told you what I was going to do. So, well, tell us what the difference is between the two.
Exactly. So I think you're sitting more in the xeriscaping realm of things. And the difference is one is kind of a holistic approach to like planning and designing your landscape. And the other is kind of like an end product that we don't want things to turn into, right? Xeriscape, you know, to me, that kind of elicits like a feeling of like there's not much there, pretty bland, pretty bare, right?
Right.
A xeriscape is actually full of plant material, different types of mulches and ground covers and rocks, right? So a very full, vibrant type of landscape. But that root word from xeriscaping is xeric, which means like low water or no moisture, right?
Oh, okay. So it's kind of the difference between something that doesn't use much water and something that just doesn't have much going on.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
But all the time, people confuse the terminology, and you know, it's not a new term. I think Denver Water back in the 80s coined the term xeriscaping. They've had water issues like for ages.
Sure.
And so they were kind of the first ones to get into the outdoor realm of saving water. But essentially, why we're talking about it today is a lot of the turf transformations and other projects we have going on at the City of Bend and with our program are xeriscapes. And so it's important. There's seven steps to a xeriscape, from planting to soil care to choosing the right plants to irrigation to creating a functional space. Right?
Sure.
That outdoor living space or that patio or that place you're going to recreate is part of the xeriscape, right? But it incorporates elements. You build it with elements for like water infiltration, right? So using pervious pavers or flagstones so water can infiltrate back into the ground and not run off of like concrete, right?
Sure.
So that water then can then be utilized by your plants and reduces how much irrigation you have to supplement with.
Sure. So
lots of a really cool items there, but you know, contrary to belief, a xeriscape is not like a cactus rock garden,
right?
A lot of people are like,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, right. I don't want this to be like Arizona or you know, wherever, California, and it's really not. You do want to be cognizant of like how much rock you're using, and use an appropriate amount of plants. The big drawback to too much rock is, number one, it's an open space for weeds, but two, like you hear the heat island effect.
Yeah.
And rock absorbs and radiates a lot of heat, right? So you can actually like increase the temperature of your yard. It would be like having a concrete backyard, right?
Sure.
Probably not too fun in the summer.
Sure.
So if you incorporate the right amount of plants and trees to offset some of that, you can still use the rock in your xeriscape. It'll be beautiful. It'll act like a mulch and retain water. But you're minimizing that heat effect that you get.
Sure.
So just some common misnomers about that kind of stuff. But if you go to our website, waterwisetips.org, we've got lots of good resources on xeriscaping, the seven steps. We've got an OSU guide that they put out about it. So lots of good information there. But all these elements and these resources are kind of helpful if you decide to tackle your landscape or take part in our turf removal program this year.
Okay. Learn more at the website.
Yeah. waterwisetips.org.